From Spark and Anvil and Debate Forge, this is Crib, in Chapter 1 of the Debate Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Crib is a tidy marmot, chestnut with neat white paws, who carries a small slate ruled into numbered lines and a stick of soft chalk. Before he argues, he writes the order of what he's about to say, rung by rung, like a ladder. His craft is signposting, laying an argument out so a listener can climb it. A good idea in a jumble, he says, is a ladder with the rungs thrown in a heap. Nobody can climb a heap. So Crib says the shape out loud. First, here's my claim. Second, here's why. Third, here's the proof. Therefore, this follows. He numbers his reasons and names each turn. Order isn't decoration, he says. It's the difference between an idea somebody can follow and an idea that just washes over them. He never rushes it. A clear ladder, one rung at a time, is his whole gift, and he builds it so anyone can climb, not to show off how tall it is.
Crib learned this in a village of ladder makers, where his family fitted the rungs. A ladder's no good if the rungs are uneven or out of order, his grandmother told him. Each one has to hold, and each one has to come where the foot expects it. Young Crib once watched a visitor try to explain a clever plan to save the village mill, a genuinely good plan, but he said it all at once, backwards and tangled, and the council, unable to follow, voted it down. The plan was sound, his grandmother sighed. The telling had no rungs. Crib never forgot it. The best idea in the world fails if the listener can't find the next step.
When he was 12, Crib walked to Debate Forge and met Redder, the village leader. What is signposting? Redder asked. Crib held up his slate. Saying the order of your argument out loud, first, second, therefore, so the listener can follow each step instead of drowning in all of it at once. Redder nodded. You are chosen.
In his workshop, a young marmot named Wisp arrived crushed. I had a really good argument for why we should plant a garden, and I said all of it, everything, and the class just stared. Nobody got it, and it was good.
I believe you, said Crib kindly.
Tell it to me the way you told them. Wisp did. A rush of soil and bees and lunches and pride and the empty lot, all tumbling together. Crib listened, then smiled. It is good. Every piece is real. The trouble is you handed them the whole heap of rungs at once. He chalked four numbered lines on his slate. Watch. First, your claim. The class should plant a garden. Second, your best reason. It gives us fresh food for lunch. Third, your proof. The empty lot beside the yard gets full sun. Therefore, we should plant there this spring. He turned the slate to Wisp. Same ideas, same passion, but now there are rungs, and anyone can climb from your first thought to your last. Wisp read the ladder slowly. It's all the stuff I already said. Every bit, said Crib. You didn't need a better idea. You needed to say it in an order a listener could follow. The bees and the pride and the rest, those go on the rungs after, once they're climbing, but you give them the ladder first.
So I didn't have a bad idea, Wisp said, wondering. I just threw it at them in a pile.
You threw them a heap and asked them to climb it, said Crib gently. An easy mistake. When we're full of a good idea, it all wants to come out at once. He set the chalk in Wisp's paw. So before you argue, build the ladder. First, second, therefore. Say the shape, then fill it in. And as Wisp chalked his own four rungs and felt the tumbling jumble in his head settle into a clear, climbable order, the quiet relief of an idea that would finally land, something in his chest loosened and steadied. It felt good, that tidiness. Not a smarter idea, just one that others could follow. Rung by rung, that calm, ordered, anyone-can-climb-it feeling was to Crib how a good idea finally gets to be heard.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to CRIB. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.